In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Peter is at Cornelius' house in the 10th chapter of the Acts, and I'm on verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, what words? About the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit fell on them who heard the word. I tell you that the word of God, when it is proclaimed, it is always, always, always filled with the Spirit of God. That Spirit of God convicts of sin, does things that only God can do. So while Peter spoke these words of Jesus, okay, the Holy Ghost fell on them all as they heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. In other words, the Jewish believers were astonished that God would mark out Gentiles. How did they know that these Gentiles believed? Listen, as many as came with Peter, these Jewish believers, that on the Gentiles also was poured the gift of the Holy Spirit. How did they know that the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out on the Gentiles? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnifying God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit just as we received?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and then prayed. And then prayed that he would stay with them for several days. They want more instruction. They've got the basic now. They've got the Holy Ghost. But you see, this is an interesting thing. You see, I'm going to tell you that the early church was no different than the church today, you know. I've got it, and I'm going to keep it to myself. And we don't want any of these Gentile believers to have anything, you know. So Peter is told by the Lord himself to go to Cornelius' house. And the scripture said, the Spirit bade me go. Oh, yes, the Spirit bade me go. And he went and preached Jesus Christ. He went and preached Jesus Christ. He went and preached repentance. He went and preached the blood. He went and preached the cross. He went and preached the resurrection. And they started to speak in other languages and started to glorify God. I want to just take some time talking about glorifying God. You know, we don't glorify God enough. I tell you, when the Spirit of God comes upon people, people begin to glorify God. They begin to worship God. They begin to adore the Lord. They begin to jump up and down and praise God. And you know what? Come into His presence singing with joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people, the flock He shepherds. Oh, yeah, Peter. Preaches to the Gentiles, and how can we forbid baptism? But again, the Jewish believers would never, ever have baptized these people, and neither would Peter if the Holy Spirit did not give them the gift of Pentecost. For they received that same gift that we received, Peter said, on the day of Pentecost. For John baptized with water, Jesus said, but in several days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, Peter has to explain to the apostles what's happened. This is in chapter 11. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Not only did they receive the word of God, but they received the power of the Holy Ghost. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they were of the circumcision. They started to contend with him. They started to argue with him, saying, "You went into a man's house that was uncircumcised, and you ate with them." Oh, yeah. Remember the vision that Peter had? Take and eat. Remember in Acts 10, he sees all this unkosher food, take and eat. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa. I was praying. I fell into a trance. I saw a vision. a certain vessel descended, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even unto me. Upon which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts on the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, No, Lord, I will not do that, for nothing unkosher has ever at any time entered my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God has cleansed, you shall not call common or unkosher. And this was done three times, and all the vision was drawn up again to heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go. I love it. The Spirit bade me go. The Holy Ghost said, Go with them. But they're Gentiles. Go with them. But they're unclean. Go with them. The Spirit bade me go. Oh, that conviction of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can do it like he can. He just had this vision. The vision was symbolic of these Gentiles coming. The unclean Gentiles. And what does Peter say? The Spirit bade me go. I'll tell you, when the Spirit bids me to do something, I'm going to do it. And even if nobody else does it, I'm going to do it. Because when the Spirit bade me to do something, I better do it. Because you know what? You're going to have a harvest. And you know, I'm going to say it again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When you will do something that other people will not do, when the Spirit bids you to go, you will see a harvest. When you step out of the boat and out of your comfort zone, which most Christians are in, most Catholics are in, you know, the comfort zone of criticizing, the comfort zone of, you know, we've got the fullness, we've, you know, spare me with this fullness stuff. Start living it so that people will believe. If you got the fullness, then let it shine. The Spirit bade me go. Yesterday, Father Ilric came to visit me. Ilric is the Haitian priest that came to me many years ago. He came looking for money, and he found Jesus. He always had Jesus, but something really beautiful happened to him when he was with us many, many years ago. And so yesterday he came for me to pray with him. He says, Father Tom, because I have been asked to preach to three or four Haitian communities in Boston, and I have never done that before. So I have come to your house so that you would pray with me. And of course, I prayed with him. And then he said to me, When are you coming to Haiti? And I looked at him and said, I don't want to go to Haiti. I don't want to go to Haiti. I know my heart will be broken if I go to Haiti. And then I said, I'll come in the winter. And I will, with the grace of God. I'll come in the winter. The Spirit bade me go. I wasn't ready to say that last year. I wasn't ready to say that last month. I wasn't ready. But you know what? The Spirit bade me to say yes. I didn't feel pressured. No. There was no pressure. He had asked me so many times before. I have been asked so many times before, come to Haiti. Please, we want you in Haiti. No, it's too much. It's too painful. I don't want to go see all that pain. I don't think I'll ever leave if I see all that pain. I don't know how to deal with all that. But yesterday he asked me, and I said no. And then I said, I'll come in the winter. I believe it was the Holy Spirit. I believe. Okay, I'm not going to tell you I'm sure, but I believe. I believe it was the Holy Spirit. Call me to do something that's outside of my comfort zone. Because Haiti is the poorest of all countries. And I can talk about the poor all I want, but when you're in the midst of them, it's a very big difference than talking about them. When you're in the midst of them, Do you know what's happening in Port-au-Prince? Do you know that all the bodies that are still under the debris and children are dying of infections, but they won't leave Port-au-Prince? You know why they won't leave Port-au-Prince? Because they're being fed every day. They won't leave Port-au-Prince because they're being fed every day. At least they're getting food. But children are dying like mosquitoes with infections, with infectious diseases. You've got all these dead people. Only God knows the stench that there is in Port-au-Prince. Oh, yeah, every once in a while, we've got to get out of our comfort zone. And this, for Peter, was out of his comfort zone. The Spirit bade me go. But now he's talking to all the Jewish believers. You know, these are the pillars of the church. These are the ones that saw Jesus risen from the dead. Why did you go to a man's house that was unclean and you ate with this Cornelius Gentile? Who do you think you are? The Spirit bade me go. The Spirit bade me go. And with them I didn't doubt. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby you and your house shall be saved. There are only few words that will save people, and the words are that Jesus Christ has died for our sins, that he was buried and on the third day rose from the dead and gives us the Holy Spirit. My Lord, send somebody to Joppa and ask for Simon Peter, and he will come and tell you words by which you are to be saved. Who speaks these words anymore? Do we take for granted that everyone who comes to church is saved? I don't think so, because if it were true, we'd change the world. And even the ones that say they're saved, they're sitting down doing nothing. They're sitting down in their comfort zones doing nothing. Now again, I tell you, it's taken me a while to go to Haiti. But I'm going to go. And no matter what pain I see, you want to know what? I'm going to have to get over it. And my heart's going to have to be pierced, because I'll internalize this pain. I won't want to, but that's just the way I am. But the Spirit bade me go. And these Jews had to listen. These Christian Jews had to listen to Peter. He was given orders from heaven. Do you understand that? Orders from heaven. And these orders were against what the popular church would have thought. You do not mix with dirty Gentiles, with unclean men. We remember with Jesus, you know. The centurion said, would you just heal my servant? And Jesus says, I will come to your house. The centurion was a Gentile. The Gentile said to Jesus, no, don't come to my house, please. Don't, because they're all looking, these Pharisees. You have authority in heaven. I have authority on earth. When I tell somebody to do something, they do it. You don't need to come to my house. They'll say you made yourself unclean. The only thing you need to do is to speak the word that my servant is healed. And when he went home, the servant was healed. But you see, Jesus would have gone to that Gentile's house. Because, you know, Jesus didn't care about what the Pharisees thought. Jesus did not care what the Pharisees thought. But Jesus said, I have never seen such faith in Israel. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. Just say it and it'll happen. You just ask God and it'll be done. How many have that practical faith? How many have that practical faith that I have authority on earth, and the authority that I have on earth, you have authority on heaven? And when I say to a person, come, he comes. To another one, go, he goes. You just need to say the word and my servant will be healed. That's real practical faith. That's not by and by, far and far away. That's faith that believes what Jesus can do. And as I began to speak, Peter says, the Holy Ghost fell on them, as he did on us at the beginning. Now, when is the beginning? And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Ghost fell upon them as he did to them at the beginning, on the day of Pentecost, when they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Holy Ghost fell upon them. How did they know the Holy Ghost fell upon them? I'll tell you. Then I remembered the word of the Lord that said, John indeed is baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I to do? They were prophesying. They were glorifying God. They were speaking in other languages. The grace of God could be witnessed in the midst of the Gentiles. That God doesn't see a difference between Jew and Gentile. Oh, yes, the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. But to God, he wants everyone saved through the blood of the Lamb. He wants everyone filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. On the day of Pentecost. Oh, yes. They got the same gift that we got. How could I forbid water baptism? They already received the grace of God. They already received the life-giving repentance. They already received. But let me tell you, it's difficult to go out of your comfort zone. And this was Peter's first time out of his comfort zone, at least in front of the believers. In front of the believers, this was his first time. Because now we need to make room for the Gentile church. And that the Jewish church and the Gentile church has to become one church, one man in Christ. That the wall of division has been broken down between Jew and Gentile, and it has been broken down through the cross of Jesus Christ, through the blood of the Lamb, through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit. This is real. This is real. You know, I have nothing against Messianic believers. I think that they're filled with life and they're filled with joy, but they say they're not part of the church. They're part of the church. Because when the first Jews were added, 3,000, they became members of the church. You know, we cannot separate Jew from Gentile. It's one man in Christ, one body in Christ. He is the head. Now, I know they want to keep their traditions, and you know what? They've got every right to keep their traditions. But I'm going to tell you, it's one body. One person, Jesus Christ working through his people. Now, if they want to call themselves Jewish believers, they can call themselves Jewish believers. So what am I going to call myself? A Catholic believer. But you want to know what? What makes a difference is that we're preaching Christ. What makes a difference is that we the Spirit bids us to go. What makes a difference is that things are happening in our ministry. What makes a difference is that they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. I met somebody the other day, you know, in the hospital. I meet a lot of people like this. They tell me about their time when they went through charismatic renewal. I'm not talking charismatic renewal. I'm talking Holy Ghost. And I know that the Holy Ghost has more for people. And so many people don't even know the Holy Ghost anymore. They knew him years ago, but they don't know him anymore. I'm telling you, there's so much more in the power of the Holy Spirit that I couldn't even begin to talk about it because we're talking about God. But we have so many people that, you know, they have found ministries. But I'm telling you, they do not go any further in the power of the Spirit. They do not go any further. You know, I had my Holy Ghost days when I was young. Now I'm settling down. I'm telling you, I need more of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is not enough. I need Pentecost plus Pentecost plus Pentecost plus Pentecost plus Pentecost plus Pentecost plus Pentecost. There's always more. There's more. There's more. There's more. And, you know, I get so riled up inside. I don't say it, but I do challenge people. I get riled up when people say, I had my Holy Spirit time. You had your Holy Spirit time? Well, what time do you have now? Devil time? Like, what time do you have now? There's more in the Holy Spirit for you. There's more. More of Jesus. More of his power. More of his anointing. It all started with me in 1968 with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is 2011. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Haven't scratched the surface yet. There's so much more for me. There's so much more for me. There's so much more that I can give in the power of God. I would not be on the radio if it was not for the Holy Spirit. I would not be on the radio if it's not for the continuing work of the Spirit of God in my life. I would not be here with you. I wouldn't. I'd just be in my little old comfort zone. But I'm telling you, it's the Spirit of God that bids you to go. It's the Spirit of God that moves you to do things that you ordinarily wouldn't do, Peter, in the power of your own experience. The Spirit of God will bid you to do things that you wouldn't do on your own power, your own steam, or your own spirituality, as Captain Kuhlman used to say. I love it when people say to me, this is not my spirituality. Get over it, is what I want to tell you. Get over it. If the Holy Ghost is not your spirituality, you've got no spirituality. I'm going to tell you that much. If you don't know the power of God, you've got no spirituality. You just have a religion that has no power. Get over it. Just get over it. God has things for you and to you and through you. And it's time for you to say, here I am, I come to do thy will. It's time for you to get out of your comfort zone. It's time for you to say, the Spirit bade me go. And I did something I never would have done on my own power. You can sit down and rock in your chair for the rest of your life and say, how wonderful it was in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? How wonderful it is in 2011. And it's going to be better in 2012, even if persecution comes. You want to know why? Because the Spirit bade me go. And if I think that I've reached the bottom of what God has, I am just a fool. I've just scratched the surface. Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard this talk, and I want more. I want more. I want to do things that I'm uncomfortable doing. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to be where you want me to be. I want to say what you want me to say. I'll go preach outdoors if you want me to preach. Make a way. Give me the strength. Give me the strength to do what you want me to do. And I want to hear the same words in me as Peter heard. Go. Go. The Spirit bade me go. And so the Gentile church began. But Jew and Gentile are one man in Christ Jesus. Listen, tonight we will be at the Espousal Retreat House, and we'll be there at 7:30 tonight. So you're welcome to come. Today is the 17th of May, and we'll be there at 7:30 tonight. And please come with your pots and pans and your dancing shoes. We're going to raise the roof tonight in the name of Jesus. to glorify the Lord. Come and glorify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Listen, the young men will be ordained this Saturday. I want you to get a pilot. The pilot is the paper of the Boston Archdiocese. Get their pictures. Start praying for them that God would do miracles, that the Spirit would bid them to go. Pray for these young men, because you know what? Their joy is just beginning, but also their tribulation. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but no, I have overcome the world. So start praying for these young men. It's very important that you pray for them. Again, I was speaking with Yvonne, who did that experience about joblessness, and she is going to be doing it in other places in the future. She's going to be doing it in other places in the future, and when she is doing it, we will let you know. This is something for people that are feeling helpless and hopeless when it comes to job finding, because we are in a state of recession, if not depression. I need to hear from you, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Come on now, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And the rains are coming tonight and tomorrow. You know, it feels like November in Boston right now, but you know, summer is right around the corner, I hope. Please, if you need your roof fixed, Jimmy the Roofer, 617-519-0341. He also does shingles. 617-519-0341. The Spirit bade me what? Go. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.